Good morning and welcome. Our intention for this morning's Mass is for Kim Eaton. Our gathering song is found in the hymnal, number 647. Enter the Journey, number 647. Will the church please rise?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, on this Sunday we begin our series of three Sundays each Lent as we pray in a special way for those who are preparing to receive baptism and full initiation this coming Easter Vigil. And so the gospel that we'll hear this Sunday will be our Year A gospel, the gospel of the woman at the well. And so, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
let us pray.
O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
At this time, I invite our children forward if you'd like to be dismissed to hear the Word of God together as a group this morning.
Number 383 in your hymnal, number 383.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, God delivered all the commandments. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. You shall not have other gods besides me. You shall not carve idols for yourselves in the shape of anything in the sky above, or on the earth below, or in the waters beneath the earth. You shall not bow down before them or worship them. For I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, inflicting punishment for their father's wickedness on the children of those who hate me, down to the third and fourth generation, but bestowing mercy down to the thousandth generation on the children of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. 6 days you may labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. No work may be done then, either by you, your son or daughter, or your male or female slave, or your beast, or by the alien who lives with you. In 6 days, the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that is in them. But on the seventh day, he rested. That is why the Lord has blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that you may have a long life in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male or female slave, nor his ox or ass, nor anything else that belongs to him. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you.
The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. And Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them. He stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world."
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
One of the great blessings of the cathedral is that almost every year we have members of our parish who are preparing to be baptized at the Easter Vigil. Welcome, Nathan, and Greg, Jose. We have members of our parish who are already baptized in another Christian community who are preparing to join the Catholic Church. Welcome, Roxanne, Shane. I look around and I see so many of you who were them in previous years. In less than a month, in fact, God willing, they will have joined us fully in our faith. So a simple question. How will their life be different the day after? You know, one could say that you will have rules to follow that you didn't have before. You know, next Lent, your menu will be different on Fridays. But there are far more significant things than that. As a Catholic, you will be obligated to attend Mass every Sunday, unless you're sick. Jesus commands those who believe in him to love their enemies, not just their friends. And as Catholics, we believe that what we receive from this altar is not bread and wine, even though it looks and tastes like bread and wine. You see, as Catholics, there are things we do that we would never have known to do had God not told us. But the person who joins the Catholic Church wouldn't wake up the next morning and say, well, I guess I can't steal anymore. I have to follow that seventh commandment. Now I have to start telling the truth, because the eighth commandment says you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Maybe I shouldn't have become Catholic in the first place, right? But the problem with that logic is that you can stop being Catholic, but you can never stop being human. There is a law written on your heart by which you know what is right and wrong. We call that law the natural law. And if the Catholic Church speaks out against stealing or abortion or racism or contraception, we're not against those things because we're Catholic. We're against those things because we're human. Thomas Jefferson acknowledged the natural law when he wrote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal." Even Martin Luther King Jr. knew that there was a law written on our hearts when he wrote from the Birmingham jail, "An unjust law is a human law that's not rooted in the natural law." So why do we need the Ten Commandments then, if they're just telling us what we already knew on our hearts? Well, St. Augustine says it so well. He said, "God wrote on the tablets what men didn't read on their hearts." In other words, because we're human, we should know how to act. But also because we're human, we can be pretty good at convincing ourselves otherwise or ignoring the obvious. So God wrote on the tablets to remind us what we don't always read very well on our hearts. So if you want to tell me, well, if I weren't Catholic, I could have eaten that steak on Friday. Okay, fair enough. But if you say, well, if I weren't Catholic, I wouldn't have to take care of my parents, fourth commandment. Or if I weren't Catholic, I could look at that woman any way I want, sixth commandment, I'd say, I'm sorry. You're not called to do those things just because you're Catholic. You're called to do those things because you're human.
Before we pray for our elect preparing to be baptized, I would also like to acknowledge a family who is also preparing for a baptism after Mass this morning. And so at this time, I invite the family of Adelin May Schneeweis to please stand. Father, bless the family of the child to be baptized today. Help them to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to stand fast in this community of believers. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so now then, I invite Nathan Morse, Jose Valles Rios, and Greg Valdez to come forward along with your godparents. And I invite the assembly at this time to pray in silence. We ask that the elect be given a spirit of repentance, a sense of sin, and the true freedom of the children of God. And elect of God, I invite you to bow your heads and pray. Let us pray. You'll all please stand. May these elect, whom the church has confidently chosen, successfully complete their preparation and at the Paschal feast find Christ in his sacraments.
Please respond, Lord, hear our prayer, to each petition. May these elect sincerely reject everything in their lives that is displeasing and contrary to Christ. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May the Holy Spirit, who searches every heart, help them overcome their weakness. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May our elect review their lives before Christ and acknowledge their sin like the woman of Samaria. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Throughout the whole world, may whatever is weak be strengthened, whatever is broken restored, whatever is lost found, and what is found redeemed. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
May we ourselves, in preparation for the Easter feast, seek a change of heart, give ourselves to prayer, and persevere in our good works. We pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. And I now invite the elect of God to kneel. God of power, you sent your Son to be our Savior. Grant that these elect, who like the woman of Samaria, thirst for living water, may turn to the Lord as they hear his word and acknowledge the sins and weaknesses that weigh them down. Protect them from vain reliance on self and defend them from the power of Satan. Free them from the spirit of deceit so that admitting the wrong they have done, they may attain purity of heart and advance on the way of salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we are thirsty.
offer us living water, yet our world thirsts for power, control, domination.
And so we cry, Lord, we are thirsting, bring living water. Kyrie eleison.
You offer us living water, yet our society thirsts for compassion, justice, protection, tolerance, security, belonging, love.
And so we cry, Lord, we are thirsting, bring living water, Kyrie eleison.
You offer us living water, and our church thirsts for equality, community, hope, voice, courage.
And so we cry, Lord, we are thirsting, bring living water, Kyrie eleison.
You offer us living water, and our personal lives thirst for peace, joy, happiness, healing, forgiveness, understanding, love, faith, acceptance, humility.
And so we cry, Lord, we are thirsting, bring living water, Kyrie eleison. Lord, we are thirsting, bring living water, Kyrie
Lord Jesus, you are the fountain for which they thirst. You are the master whom they seek. In your presence, they dare not claim to be without sin, for you alone are the Holy One of God. They open their hearts to you in faith. They confess their faults and lay bare their hidden wounds. In the power of your name, which we call upon in faith, stand by them now and heal them. Rule over that spirit of evil, conquered by your rising from the dead. Show your elect the way of salvation in the Holy Spirit, that they may come to worship the Father in truth, for you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
I invite our candidates to come forward and join our elect. So the church also asks us during the third week of Lent to pray the Creed together with those who are joining us fully in the Catholic faith. And so, my dear friends, you will receive the Creed now, and I ask you to listen carefully to the words of that faith by which you are justified. The words are few, but the mysteries they contain are great. Receive them with a sincere heart and be faithful to them. And so together, we will pray the Apostles' Creed with our elect and our candidates. And if you'd like to find the Apostles' Creed, it's in the Missalette on page 154, which is different from the Nicene Creed that we often pray on other Sundays. We'll pray that together, in a sense giving it to those who will join us in the faith here in a matter of weeks. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again, ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Number 383 in your hymnal, number 383.
My dear friends, this community now sends you forth to reflect more deeply upon the Word of God, which you have shared with us today. Be assured of our loving support and prayers for you. We look forward to the day when you will share fully in the Lord's table. Continue as we prepare the altar and present our gifts. You'll please be seated. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May your merciful grace prepare your servants, O Lord, for the worthy celebration of these mysteries, and lead them to it by a devout way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For when he asked the Samaritan woman for water to drink, he had already created the gift of faith within her. And so ardently did he thirst for her faith that he kindled in her the fire of divine love. And so we too give you thanks, and with the angels praise your mighty deeds as we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and John our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also, Lord, your servants who are to present these chosen ones at the font of rebirth.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, enjoined in divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will. Who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion song is found in the hymnal, number 352. Come to me and drink, number 352.
Let us pray. Give help, O Lord, we pray, by the grace of your redemption, and be pleased to protect and prepare those you are to initiate through the sacraments of eternal life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Thank you to those praying for more priests for the Diocese of Dodge City. Thank you especially to Jorge and Samaria Estrella family, who will pray in the month of March. Will the Estrella family please come forward to receive the vocations prayer box?
The Lord be with you.
And also with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass has ended.
Thanks be to God. Our closing song is found in the hymnal number 131, In These Days of Lenten Journey, number 131.